This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Illinois State Police are investigating a fatal crash on I-57 early this morning. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk.
Well, Cisco, two people were killed in that crash that happened in South Suburban Posen. ISP say just before 2 a.m. this morning, a car was traveling in the inbound lanes near 147th Street when it lost control. One person died on the scene and a second person died at the hospital. A third passenger was taken to the hospital with serious and non-life-threatening injuries. We'll have more details on how this crash is affecting traffic from Bo at 8:08. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating after pulling a body from the water near Melrose Street in Belmont Harbor. Police say the man was recovered around 6 this morning, pronounced dead on the scene. No word yet on his cause of death.
An 18-year-old woman is recovering after being shot at a McDonald's drive-thru overnight in the Humble Park neighborhood. Police say just before 1 this morning, the woman drove up to the drive-thru window of the restaurant on North Avenue near Grand and Costner. A man approached on a bike. He started arguing with the woman and three passengers in the car before pulling out a gun and firing shots. The victim drove to a hospital, was later transferred to another. She's in good condition. No one is in custody.
An ammonia spill at a restaurant in Naperville last night led to a hazmat response by the fire department and sent one person to a hospital.
It happened at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant on Jefferson Avenue at about 9:20 p.m. Ramsay's Kitchen. About a gallon of ammonia spilled in the basement. The resulting noxious fumes led staff to evacuate everyone. One person was taken to a hospital to be checked out. They were in stable condition. The spill was cleaned up and the building was ventilated and was cleared to be occupied again about an hour after firefighters arrived. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The City Council Finance Committee voted to approve an additional $70 million to care for migrants who continue arriving in Chicago. Even some supporters have concerns.
The funding measure for new arrivals now heads to the full City Council on Wednesday. Westside Alderman Chris Taliaferro was a no vote in committee because of people in his area who suffered flooding last summer.
The reason I can't support this is because we have forgotten about the residents that live here. To the tune of those that experienced millions of dollars in damage in their homes last year, we have not allocated a dime toward them.
Alderman Andre Vasquez, who chairs the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights, says he understands.
I know a lot of our colleagues have concerns about this amount, but what I don't think they consider is the cost of not doing it. That if we no longer had any shelters operating, it's not like the people that are in them are going to disappear in a thin air.
Budget Director Annette Guzman says if adequate funding isn't approved, you'll likely see more migrants on the streets and in the parks. She urges approval. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man who committed fraud for many years has been sentenced to prison for 7 years.
Thomas E. Duncan was a procurement officer at the Jesse Brown Department of Veteran Affairs Medical Center in Chicago. Federal authorities say Duncan received thousands of dollars in kickbacks from a medical supply company in suburban Dalton. In exchange, Duncan fraudulently initiated and approved purchases of products from that company, knowing that most of the products never would be delivered to the Jesse Brown Hospital. Roger Plummer, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Baseball Hall of Famer Harold Baines and others are joining Mayor Johnson today to plant a ceremonial tree, part of a larger effort through the group Our Roots Chicago. Happens at 12:30 this afternoon at 34th and Shields near Sox Park. The city's updated its climate action plan with a goal of planting 75,000 trees. They would be located in every neighborhood. Columbia College Chicago is trapped in a sea of red ink, forcing the liberal arts college to make some tough choices.
Bloomberg says Columbia College Chicago's credit rating has been downgraded to 2 notches to BBB-, the lowest investment grade by S&P Global Ratings. The college tells Crane's Business that it's cutting operating expenses by $19 million for the fall fiscal year. The school suffered a major setback when its president and chief executive officer of more than a decade resigned. While it searches for a new leader, Columbia College says is also focused on boosting enrollment and retention. Crane says total enrollment at the school fell 2% to nearly 6,400 students. since right before the pandemic. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.